Hi, speakers. Wagwan, wagwan, wagwan. Welcome back to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awino Awiti. This is episode 70. Road to 100 episodes, 30 to go. Inshallah. But I hope you guys are well since the last time we spoke. And remember, guys, remember, submit your unspoken story. I want to start a series on what's your unspoken story, so where I'll be collecting stories from across Kenya, across the world, if I do say so myself. But that's the goal, that's the dream, to collect stories across the globe. But yeah, what's your unspoken story? I am sure by the time you'll be listening to this, the poster will be out and the Google Forms link will be out. So check out social media, because I told you guys, I've tried to submit my links. It's difficult to keep. I don't think now I can like put my links on Spotify for podcasters. I tried that with the APV. It didn't work. So you need to check out social media. Follow me on all social media platforms, Unspoken Podcast KE and Awin Awiti. All the details will be there. If you want to share your story, if you know someone who is willing to share their unspoken story, and yeah, which is impactful. Yeah, like a nice story. It doesn't have to be like dark stories. You know, when you say unspoken story, someone's like, it's gotta be dark. Like, it's gotta be some dark things, some sad things. Yeah, just share your story. So check out my social media. You're gonna get the Google form. Fill the form. I'm gonna get back to you, and I'm gonna come to you, and so you can share the story, because Unspoken is bigger than me now. I want to put it out to the audience. You guys share the story. So by the time you'll be listening to this, I'm sure the poster will be out and the link will be out. So check it out and share with everyone around you. Yes, I call. Yeah. So that's what's up. I hope you guys have been well today. Actually, what did I, nowadays? By the way, just record. I feel like I love these heart to heart episodes. Like, by the way, the last episode when I was talking about taking the leap and just chasing the dreams. I forgot something very important, and I just wanna add it here before we start on today's episode, where it says there's something special of who you become when you chase your dreams. The process of chasing your dream, it's not about what you achieve, it's about who you become, because you grow along the way. You learn a lot of things about yourself. You learn a lot of things along the way. You meet a lot of people along the way who teach you a lot of things. So it's not about what you achieve. Don't just look at the end results. I forgot to say that. Sorry. Don't just focus on the end result, on the achievement. Focus on the growth, focus on the journey. It's about who you become. There's more. There's something special about chasing something and what it makes you, like what you learn and who you become. So make sure you have that in mind. Anyway, today's episode, let's get on to today's episode, which is also a random and like heart-to-heart conversation, which is, what's your why? Like, what's your why? Why are you doing what you're doing? Like, why, what's your why? Like, someone asked me, why Unspoken? People ask me, why Unspoken? Why the podcast? Why podcasting? Why Unspoken? One, let me tell you my why, so that you can find a why. My why Unspoken? Unspoken. I started Unspoken because for the longest time, I have been that kid, that person. Growing up, I've always been the kid who was shy to speak about her emotions. Growing up, I've been the key. I lost my mom when I was so young, when I was 4 years old, and it really impacted my life. It impacted a lot of things. It impacted our home growing up. We had to grow up like separately with my siblings. My dad couldn't raise all of us at the same time, so we had to grow separately with my siblings. We had to grow in different homes. So I used to be that silent child. I used to be that, I used to just keep to myself. Sometimes I was just a baby and was just going through a lot in primary, adolescence and everything. But I used to, I didn't really share with anyone, not even my guidance. I didn't share what I was going through. Like, not even, it has to be like something sad. But I usually have to be, I was the quiet kid. When someone asked me, Charity, nini mbaya? Hakuna? Hakuna? Utapatasha, I'm crying. But then, hakuna, I'm talking to, why are you crying? Hakuna? Hakuna? Like, nothing. I'm just okay. Like, I didn't trust people, and I used to share, like, I used to hide my emotions most of the time. I was not vocal about what I was going through. I was not even vocal about my feelings. I think that's when people pleasing came in. I was a people pleaser. I just wanted to be in the good books of everyone. So I used to keep my opinions to myself. I didn't want to share what I was thinking because I was a people pleaser. And even high school, I was affected by peer pressure. Campus, I think even in campus, in 2020, when I started the pod, I told you guys how I was battling depression. In 2020, who wasn't battling depression? Like, corona and everything, like, it was a lot. So I was battling depression. At the time, I was like, who can I talk to? At the time, I didn't even know, like, mental health is something. Like, there's something called mental health. I just heard about that word, like, but I didn't even really know what it is. So at the time, I think I wasn't okay mentally, and I didn't even have someone to talk to. I was just quiet. So I kept my unspoken feelings to myself, my unspoken emotions to myself. Everything was unspoken. Like, everything was unspoken. Everything was just hidden in my heart. Everything, I just had a lot of things in my heart that I didn't even know how to share them. So everything was just unspoken. So that's why, that's my why. That's where the name Unspoken came from. That's where the podcast came from. Like, my friend, if you're a fan of Unspoken, if you're an OG speaker, you know this story. My friend who told me, like, I was doing radio at the time, but during corona we couldn't do radio, so I had we were just stuck at home. So this friend of mine gave me the start a podcast. So I didn't even know what a podcast was at the time, so I had to do my research. So that's when I started my podcast. That's my why. I started the podcast because I needed to share something. I needed to share my opinions, my emotions, my feelings. This was like my platform. It was my safe place, my safe space to share what I was going through, and perhaps it was my ranting space at the time. I didn't even know anyone was going to listen to this, but it was my ranting space. It was my safe space to share my unspoken feelings, those things that I'm going through. And it was my outlet. It was like my safety outlet. So yeah, that's my why. That's my unspoken, my why. And I'm here to ask you today, what's your why? Why are you doing what you like? Why are you doing what you are doing right now? Why are you in that career? Why are you a content creator? Why are you a doctor? Why are you a musician? Why are you in that relationship that you are in? Why are you friends with this person? Why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you here? Like, why? What's your why? Why are you even listening to this pod right now? Are you doing things because are you just going with the flow? I'm always, if there's one thing I'm always vocal about on this pod, is warning you guys about just living life, going with the flow, living life, living a normal, boring life, living a safe life, just going with the flow in life. No, that's the worst way to live, guys. But it's understandable. Sometimes in life, you know, life can be messy. Life is messy. Life, there's a lot of things in life. Life becomes messy, and sometimes you get entangled and forget why we are doing some things, why we started it even in the first place. That's why it's good to always, like, pause. Because life, you can go with the flow. Life in a kupalekadi. Sometimes you're just living, you're just drowning in life. So sometimes you just need to pause. Go back and think. Why? Ask yourself, why? I've explained to you why in the podcast voice. So why are you in that relationship? Why? Is it because of money? Is it because of love? Is it because or just dating because people are dating, just going with the flow because you don't want to be alone, because you're scared of being alone? Why? Like me, I think when it comes to relationship, I'm always like, me, I'm that one person. me, if I don't want you, I don't want you. Like, there's no in between. Like, Mimi, there's no, if I don't like you, I don't like you. I'm just that person. I don't know how to pretend, honestly. I don't. I'm the worst pretender. I don't know how to force a vibe. I cannot. For my own sanity, I'm that person who can't force a vibe. I can't force myself on someone. I can't. I can't lie to someone that I like you and I don't like you. Mm-mm. No, you can never find me. That's where I draw the line. Never. If I don't like you, can just see it how I talk to you. You can just see how I talk to you. You will just know. Even if you say I'm not even talking to you, I'm not replying to your messages, I'm leaving you on red. That's a red flag, bro. That's a sign. Read the sign and go. Leave. Because I don't find my reason. I don't find the reason to be in that relationship. I can't be. Because me, by the way, I'm that one person. Like, and it goes back to my childhood. I think this thing about healing your inner child, it's something very serious. Like, it's something. Like, what happens to you in your childhood? I always think it's overrated, but it's actually true. What happens to you in your childhood really affects your adulthood a lot. It really affects your adulthood. But I've done this episode before. This is just, I'm just having like a deja vu nostalgia moment when I was talking about, I have an episode on healing your inner child. I can talk about that now. I have a whole episode on healing your inner child. It's just go and listen to it after this, where I was saying how my childhood also affected my relationships. I just don't give people access to me, like, like just anyone. I'm always so reserved. Because if I don't find a valid reason of why I'm in this relationship, why I wanna date this kind of person, then I gotta leave. I gotta go. I gotta go. So why are you in that relationship, babe? No why. If it's for the money, I can't judge you, but yeah, have your why. If it's for the money, that's your why. If it's for the, you know what, that's your why. Like, don't just, what I'm just trying to say is don't just go with the flow in life. Don't just go, because that's when peer pressure comes in. I've talked about this, how peer pressure affected me in high school. I was just doing things because people are doing. I went and put myself in a group with Nairobians. Peer pressure with the cool people in class, with the cool people in school, the cool gang, and that it affected me. I've talked about it also on this one, so go and listen to it. So yeah, today I'm just here to remind you, to ask you, what's your why, babe? What's your why? Why is that girl your best friend? Why is that boy your best friend? Why is she your friend? Have meaningful friendships. Have meaningful relationships. Have meaningful networks. Yeah, that's it. Even me, the reason I keep showing up on this pod twice a week, it's because I know why I'm doing this. It's because I have my reasons. I know why I keep showing up every Wednesday, every Sunday. I have an episode. I know why. I have my why. I have my reason. If I didn't have, I probably would have left off this episode back in 2020, left off the podcast back in 2020 at episode 2. I would have left it long time ago. I would have stopped podcasting if I didn't have my why. My why is my unspoken, my feelings, sharing my safe space. This is my safe space. This is my why. If I didn't have that, unspoken wouldn't exist today. So, no, your why. You hear, have you heard of these stories where people, you get even married? Have you ever had, like, you're married to a stranger? Like, these stories where you hear people got married for, like, have been married for, like, maybe even 15 years, and then they get, and then they divorce. And then you hear the divorce, why the reason for the divorce was, the wife found out even many years later that the guy was gay. I had such a story. They divorced after 15 years of marriage because the wife now found out 15 years later that the guy was actually gay. Bro, that's crazy. Why? why are you even dating that person? Do you even like that person? So anyway, that's just me. That's my question to you. Leo sina mengi. Leo sina mengi ya kusema. I still have my cold. Like, what the heck is this weather? I thought it was July was only cold. Like, it's so cold. That's why you gotta ask yourself why you're in that relationship. For warmth, for someone to give you the warmth. But anyway, that's just my thoughts. Like, why do you want to have kids? Why do you want to get married and have kids, start a family? Why? Am I because that's the culture? Is it because, are you doing that because, okay, that's the culture, that's how we grew up, knowing that you have to go to school, graduate, find a good job, start a family, have kids. Are you doing that because of society? Why do you want to have kids? Why do you want to get married? Nowadays, people have normalized childless marriages. And people actually nowadays, in fact, ladies, people actually, nowadays, people are actually very vocal about staying childless. Like, there's this girl, she's just saying, I don't want kids. I don't want kids. People have vocal, like, people are now, have normalized now childless marriages. The world is changing. So know your why. Don't just do things because people are doing. Because of this generation of us, Gen Z, we are change makers. I already told you guys, we are change makers. Like, us, we are different. We are made different. We don't do things the way they used to be done back in during the millennial days. No, us, we're different. Us, we are forging our own paths, actually. We're just doing our own things our own way, the way we know it. And I like that about our generation. That's why it's good to know where you come from. Know your why. Know your reason for doing things. Know why you wake up in the morning to do such things. Just, yeah. Know that it's important. Anyway, this is a short episode. By the way, if in case I forgot to say, remember to submit your stories for the Unspoken series. What's your Unspoken story? This series coming soon. So, I'm collecting stories. Go check my social media platforms. Check for the link on everywhere. And submit your story. Tell a friend. Submit your story. And very soon, you'll be here on the mic. Me, I'm leaving the mic. In 2 weeks, 4 weeks time, I'm talking to sauti yangu. It will be different voices. Different voices. I'm stepping away from the mic. Giving it to the other people. So yeah. Today, I just want to... And even... that was just what I was talking. I wanted to talk to you guys about today. What's your why? Go back to your why. Take time, go back, and ask yourself, what's my why? And figure yourself out. So anyway, I hope this episode has been impactful. I hope you've learned something. I hope you figure out your why from this episode, from my example. I hope you figure out your why from this episode. Anyway, this is episode 70. I love this episode 70. Yeah, thank you for listening. thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode on Sunday. Yeah, I'll see you guys on Sunday. Keep submitting your stories. Remember to check me on YouTube. Check my vlogs. I make so deep, super deeper vlogs. Check my vlogs on YouTube and submit your story and find your why. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye. Adios.